Thousands of immigrants have arrived in Europe by boat. Among them are girls and boys who made the trip without a parent or guardian. Some of these unaccompanied children have been sent overseas by relatives to earn money. Others are fleeing war. Some were orphaned, having lost both parents. Reporter Henry Ridgewell is following the story of migrants in Europe. Jonathan Evans has his report from a shelter in the Italian town of Caltagirone.
Many teenage boys around the world dream of playing football for a beloved team, perhaps Barcelona or Chelsea. Boys who escaped from a civil war or survived dangerous trips at sea are no different. Some young migrants now live at a large old farmhouse in the mountains of Sicily. They play football for hours every day on the grounds of their temporary new home. To Americans, the game is called soccer. Officially, the boys are called unaccompanied minors. They all crossed the Mediterranean alone, with no parents or relatives. Alassane from the Ivory Coast made his trip during the winter months. He says 15 people died on the boat. His best friend, he adds, died in his own arms. He says, it was so cold, so freezing. He hadn't eaten anything. We were lost at sea. 17-year-old Wata Ali from Ivory Coast lost both parents when he was little. As an orphan, he and his older brother moved around looking for work. They first traveled to Burkina Faso and then to Libya. In Libya, they got caught up in the civil war. He says his brother went out to work every day. He would come home now and then to eat and then go back to work. Then one day, he did not come back. Wata Ali says he and his friend decided to go to Italy. They saved their money and got on the boat. Danielle Catugno operates the refugee center in the hilltop town of Caltagirone. He says when the boys arrive, their mental health is terrible. They have been traumatized. The boys have passed through Libya, where they have experienced extreme violence. Many of them faced certain death in Libya. So they chose the risk of a deadly sea journey where at least there is a possibility of survival. To many of the boys, Danielle Catugno is a father figure. They often come to him with questions and seek his advice.
Quando I ragazzi arrivano, ovviamente il loro stato d'animo è...
He says very few of them know what steps to take next. So Mr. Catugno talks to them about their futures, their needs, and dreams. And with time, talking to them, he says, their needs start to become clear, as teenagers, just like Italian teenagers, to become football players, to study, to work, so they can help their parents in their country. But a lot of their parents or brothers were killed. The boys are free to come and go. They can leave the shelter if they wish, but many choose to stay. The boys want to find out if they will be resettled by the Italian government. Resettlement means they can start rebuilding their lives. A boy from Gambia, named Shido, says he is thankful for the help. But he adds he wants to move on.
I'm in this camp about 4 months now, but thank God. But I would like to move in this camp to go to the community so that I can know how I will build my future tomorrow.
The boys standing as unaccompanied minors gives them a better chance of being permitted to stay in Europe. Until that decision is made, this hilltop home offers safety and an opportunity to stop a while on their journey to find a better life. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And now for words in this story. unaccompanied, adjective, without another person, minor, noun, a person who is not yet old enough to have the rights of an adult, orphan, noun, a child whose parents are dead, refugee, noun, someone who has been forced to leave a country because of war or for religious or political reasons. Traumatize, verb, to cause someone to become very upset in a way that often leads to serious emotional problems. Trauma is the noun. Father figure, noun, an older man who is respected and admired like a father.